Hi, this is Chris Wink, and I am calling up to talk to Rebecca Lobey. Rebecca, are you there?
I am right here.
Hi.
Hello.
Before we get too far into this, we're going to talk about your new record, Give Up Your Ghosts. Lovely record. I'm really loving it. I read something about you doing these weekly potluck dinners with your songwriting friends. Tell me about these, and do you have like a favorite dish that you kind of bring out at these?
Well, for the potluck side of things, you know, we're serving a varied group of picky hippies. So we do everything super modular, you know, like we'll go with a spaghetti theme one week and we'll cook a separate pot of noodles, of gluten-free noodles or spaghetti squash or spiralized squash or whatever, and then a pot of vegetable sauce and then like a crock pot full of meatballs or sausage. Or we'll do, you know, fajitas or tacos or whatever. So that's sort of how we structure it, and I let people bring, you know, what they want to contribute to that setup. But, you know, we sort of provide the bare bones of it here at our house, and then people bring just delicious, conscientious, wonderful food. And then after about an hour of mingling and eating, then we switch over into the living room and all circle up and share our newest songs and song ideas. And that's kind of when the real fun starts.
In the songwriting and in the ideas phase of this potluck dinner, is that where some of these songs for Give Up Your Ghosts kind of walked through?
I think most of them actually went through the group at some phase or another. Same with my previous record, Blink. I've been doing this group for a few years now. And the really interesting thing about having a weekly songwriting group, and I try and do it weekly when I'm home, is that on the one hand, I get to bring in my new song ideas and get feedback on them. But I also am hearing 8 or 10 or 12 of other people's songs and having to really think critically about a lot of songs week after week. And that kind of helps my songwriting process, I would say, almost more than getting feedback on my own songs, although that's helpful and interesting, but really sort of sharpening my listening tools and giving serious thought to like what I like. It kind of like calibrates my picker. The part of my brain that makes decisions about what's effective in a song gets really finally honed by hearing song after song after song and having to make those decisions critically.
I'm on the phone with Rebecca Lobey. Her new album is called Give Up Your Ghost. Could you name drop who might be some of these friends that would come over?
Well, you know, it's a small group. It's just personal friends of mine who are musicians here in Austin. So, you know, Danny Schmidt kind of helped me start it 5 or 6 years ago. And he comes when he can. Matt the Electrician comes. Raina Rose. Carrie Elkin has come several times. Devin Sproul used to come when she lived in Austin. Betty Sue comes occasionally. Lizzie Lehman from the band Carrie Illinois. Daisy O'Connor, Shawnee Kilgore. Those three women have been the core members of the group. They don't tour outside of Austin much, but if you have a chance to look them up, you should, because they're all really talented. Tons of people. I mean, there's probably 20 or 30 friends that I email about it when I'm going to do it. And then on any given day, we'll have between 5 and 15 people who make it over.
So I'm on the phone with Rebecca Lobey. This new album, Give Up Your Ghost. I want you to tell me a little bit about it. What would you say to somebody who has known your music for a while and they haven't picked this up yet? What would you say is the defining moment on this record?
Oh, gosh. Well, there are a few songs on this album that I feel are sort of the heart and soul, like the core of the album to me in terms of what I'm trying to say. And I would say those are the first couple tracks, Growing Up and Ghosts, and Popular at the end. A thread of the whole record and of those songs specifically is about letting go of what's holding you back. It's really about me talking to myself and trying to encourage myself to keep my chin up, to let go, relax, not let things stress me out so much, not allow myself to be brought down by things in the world at large that I find to be frustrating or scary or overwhelming. You know, there's a lot of me talking to myself on this record and sort of singing to myself to remind me that I am more powerful than sometimes I'll allow myself to remember. And I feel like that's something that a lot of people experience and could use little reminders of. So I tried to write catchy songs, you know, that I could sing to myself and that other people can sing along to, that kind of put words in your mouth, like remind you that everything's going to be all right, maybe to think, to relax and take a deep breath.
But this is also the first time you've done this with a record label.
Yes. I released my first album independently in 2004, and it's been a really long, interesting ride since then. This will be my fifth studio album and my first release with a label. Honestly, I wasn't looking for a record deal or a label partner when this came along. I wouldn't have thought it was something I would want because I was pretty happy releasing albums independently, fan fundraising, and releasing directly to people who, you know, already knew what I was doing and slowly growing my audience one person at a time. I was pretty dedicated to that lifestyle. But then this record label from Houston came along. The president of the label heard me play a show and came right up to me afterwards and said, you know, I want to be involved in your next record. And it just seemed almost too good to be true. So I didn't let myself believe it at first for a while. And then he was persistent and talked me into it. It was a great deal. And it's been really amazing having a business partner, having someone with experience in the industry who wants to hire a publicist and a team of radio promoters and work on digital promotion and, you know, encouraging me to spend my energy making music videos and making art and letting him worry about selling it. It's been a total head shift and an absolute joy.
And this is Blue Corn you went with, right?
Blue Corn Music. Yeah, they've released Ruthie Foster's last 8 or 9 records. They just released a great record for Sarah Borges. And they also just released an album for my buddies who are in a bluegrass band called Wood and Wire, and they just got nominated for a Grammy. Hooray!
Woo-hoo. So we're on the phone with Rebecca Lobey. Rebecca, unfortunately, on this next run of shows, as you release the new album, Give Up Your Ghost, you're not going to be stopping by here, but you're going to be in the Northeast.
I am. I've got shows all over New England. I'll be in New York. I'll be in Philly. If anybody happens to travel and wants to come see me, I'm playing in Cambridge at Club Passim. I'll be in Bellows Falls, Vermont, Portland, New Hampshire, Western Mass, and then New York City. But unfortunately, we did not get a stop in the Albany, Saratoga Springs area, which I promise I will get to you as soon as I can.
We'll get you back soon. Yeah. RebeccaLobey.com is where people can go, right, to see your tour dates
and
stuff.
Lobey, I think it's worth clarifying, is spelled L-O-E as in Echo, B as in Bravo, E as in Echo, Lobey, RebeccaLobey.com.
What can you tell me about the song Growing Up?
This is my pop song about how hard it is to grow up as a woman. I mean, I'm sure that gentlemen have their own issues growing up, but I'm not familiar with them.
Oh, we have issues, all
and
right.
What I know about growing up is that, you know, so I am an optimist. I am a very positive, glass half full person, but that has been hard. One, I had a lot of difficult times in my childhood and, you know, bullied as a kid, and we all have dealt with that, and we've all felt crushed a little, like over and over again as we move forward through life. And, you know, when you're a kid, it's the mean kids in the cafeteria and how you just have no choice but to face it every day. You learn to just keep soldiering forward, whether you feel like you can do it or not, like forward is the only way. And that continues into adulthood, unfortunately. And the messaging that women receive, young women receive, about having to always be friendly and polite, but also having to learn how to walk with your keys in your fist when you're alone on a street at night because you never know what's going to happen. You know, that all is in the song and kind of culminates with a reminder that none of us had any idea what the person we're talking to has been through, and to please just have a little bit of grace and compassion.
Rebecca, it's a great tune, and the whole album is awesome. Give Up Your Ghosts.
Thanks so much, Chris. I think the first radio station in the country to play this record, if my calculations are correct.
Growing up, growing old, getting old, feeling small.
If we had had a lot more time, you know, that Nobody's Girl EP is amazing too, by the way.
Thanks. So. Yeah. Started a side project with two other singer-songwriters, Grace Pettis and Betty Sue. We got together to go on one tour, and we did a little co-writing session, and it went well. And we got offered a record deal by a different label in Texas for my solo deal. And after I made sure that I was actually allowed to have two record deals, and everybody said it was okay, we signed the second deal and we made a little EP called Waterline. We're just getting started with that project. I mean, we're sort of starting to write for the second record and really looking at moving forward with full steam ahead with both projects. It's been a lot of fun.
Awesome. Well, I look forward to more of that then, too.
Yeah, it's out there. It's coming.
All right. Well, you keep rocking.
Thanks, Chris. Great talking to you.
You too. We'll see you soon.
You're not such a good idea, but I'm pulling for it. My friends wouldn't give us a green light, and I want to floor it. And when you call me after midnight, I want you more than I should.
This is Rebecca Lobey. Thanks for being a member of WEXT Radio.